We should say happy birthday to Mr. Willie Wilson. Good morning, Mr. Willie.
Hey, how you doing today?
We are great. How about you?
Well, this is an exciting day. No matter how many years, 54, whatever it is, it's still just exciting to me when I think about it, as it was that day when we pushed the button and turned on 1110.
Tell us all about that day, Willie. What exactly was it like?
Well, see, Katie's didn't have a Western Union office, so the telegram from the FCC with the final permit came from my brother Leo in Hopkinsville. So he called me, and I was in the shower about 8:30, and he said, "We got the telegram for permit. What must we do?" And I said, "Well, as soon as I can call everybody and get out there, come on down, we'll fire it up." So at 11 o'clock, with a playing of the Trigg County High School Band's recording of the National Anthem, we came on, and of course, you know what you had to say back then. This is radio station WKDZ, Katy's, Kentucky, owned and operated by Barkley Lake Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, signing on the air. I'm sorry.
That's okay, no problem.
Signing on the air at a frequency of 110 kilohertz with a power of 1,000 watts, as authorized by the Federal Communications Commission, Washington, D.C. And that was followed by, "This is Wilburn Willie Wilson, General Manager, looking forward to serving you daily with local news, entertainment, and service to the community." And then, Alan, I think you like this part of the story. I said operating a radio station was kind of like milking a cow.
Oh, yeah.
It had to be done morning and night, hot, cold, whatever it was, weather-wise. Whatever was going on, it still had to happen every day. And I guess it has since that time.
It has. During pandemics, you know?
Pandemics or whatever.
It's still going on.
You know, and Willie, we talked Monday, and Willie said, "We're going to celebrate Wednesday." I said, "Well, of course we are. We'll do it a little bit differently this year, but we're going to celebrate always." You know, times like here the last few weeks and what we've been doing to make sure this community. But this is why we're here, you know?
See, I'm here, here at home with Joanne. And we haven't been getting out since, I don't know, March something. I've forgotten what it was. And I was thinking about one time, I think it was 1971, I came back from the state tournament up at Louisville. And on the state tournament, when I came back, I had the mumps, 41 years old and having the mumps. Can you imagine that?
My goodness.
But anyway, I was... out then about 6 weeks. So that's this is the longest I've been in the house since back then. And it kind of, you know, it has to be done.
Right.
But I was wondering, Joanne and I will celebrate our 66th anniversary on May the 23rd.
Oh, wow.
And, I sometimes wonder if it had been like this all those years, if we would have made it.
Yeah, right.
I bet you would have,
yes,
Willie.
I bet you would have. I agree.
Well, listen, I want to hear Cindy sing the Wake Up with Willie Show theme song.
Can you do it, Cindy?
Well, I got to tell a little bit the history. I said, every day when I grew up in Princeton, Kentucky, of course, I was born in 1956. I remember my mom turning on the radio. I remember more of the stereo in the living room, but my sister reminded me they used to have a radio on top of the refrigerator in the kitchen. And if she would, you know, get up in the morning, that's the first thing she did. And, you know, it'd be time to wake us up for school, and she's like, "Okay, it's time to get up." And I would hear that familiar music with Willie Wilson, and it went something like this. Take it away, Willie.
Wake up. Wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up. Get up, get out of bed.
Cheer up.
The sun is red.
Live, love, laugh, and be happy. And I still love that. You know, it's a great way to start a day every day, is to, you know, be in a good mood and realize how blessed we are just to have another day of life. And I think right now, especially.
Oh, yes. That was Doris Day on the RCA 78 record.
Yes.
Oh, really?
And I would slip cue it. Oh, y'all don't know what slip cue is now.
I do not know what that is. You might remember.
Alan, they had the felt pads on the turntable.
Yes, sir.
And you would hold it, and it would the turntable would turn, but the record would stay still as long as you held it.
Yes.
So I would cue that up to where Doris Day said that on the record, and I would say, "And now it's time to wake up," and so forth, so forth. But yeah. I wanted to hear Cindy sing it, though. I can't believe she still remembers.
I do. I mean, that was my life. You know, it was. And that's what I think people still today, they have these habits, and they're good habits. They wake up, you know, and they need to hear familiar voices. And that's why I feel like it's so important, you know, even today. And you know, I have been told I could stay at home. I'm like, but I need to be here. People need to hear normalcy. They've been hearing Alan and Alan together for 26 years.
Yes.
They need some normalcy in their day right now. Hopefully a voice of reason, hopefully a voice of comfort, hopefully a little bit of entertainment thrown in there. But, you know, that's just, I feel like the way you did, Willie, it's what I need to do. It's what we do.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you should say that, because I wanted to mention how much we appreciate everybody being on the air and hear familiar voices every day. And it was so exciting on my 90th birthday. I was still able to get out then, and went over, you know, March 13th to WPKY in Princeton and celebrated their anniversary. And that was just such a wonderful time, and a lot of people called, came out, and told us what they remembered about this or that or something, you know, and that's just great and such a wonderful honor. And then I think about Twyman Bourne told me it was, I don't know how to do this, Cindy, but Twyman Bourne told me how to watch that on YouTube, WPKY YouTube or something. I don't know if I've ever figured that out, but anyway.
Do
you know about do that?
One of these days, yes, I do. One of these days when you can see your family again and get together, those grandchildren,
I guarantee
they can hook you up. They can hook you up, Willie.
Oh, yes. And, you know, I think as I go ahead, what a wonderful thing it is that Beth has honored D.J. Everett and myself with a museum out there at WKDC. That's just so wonderful. What a great honor. And it's something that when all this is back to normal, I hope a lot of people can come out and see that. I know some have already, but others who haven't been out yet, that's something you should put on your list to do, because isn't that wonderful, Alan and Cindy?
It is. I mean,
we'd love it.
Y'all are right out there with it, but it's just something like I've never seen before.
I went out there yesterday for a little bit, and just to get some things that were featured on the Cadence Tree County Bicentennial page today, because today is our birthday. We sat on air in 1966 and went out in the Legends Room, which is named that in honor of you and DJ, and other legends in there too. Hal King's microphones in there and some other things that people recognize. But you know, it's every time I go in that room, it's like you feel like you take a walk back in time. But it feels like, you know, the people broadcasting who made this business what it is, and it is a business. We have to write like a business, but also it's a real passion. All of us in this business, Willie, just like you were and still are, we're crazy about this business and crazy about what we do every day. Sometimes
you have to be crazy to be in this business.
But we enjoy it.
I was laughing with somebody one day. Of course, when we signed on the radio station, it wouldn't have been possible without the local businesses there. I remember John Woodruff saying that instant communication was real important for a growing community to grow, and that is certainly, as you look at 54 years ago and today, to see how things have progressed in Katy's and all. And it was an exciting time, too. See, the first 4 or 5 years we were on the air, I think it was in 70 or 71, we had the sesquicentennial, and Lake Barkley opened up, and then back in 66, along in there somewhere, that's when the Hoover plant, they called it then, opened up, you know. There was just a lot of things happened. Then later on, I-24 opened up, and, you know, just a lot of progress being made, and that is continuing today. And to have had a small part in it back that time is really, mm-hmm. really something.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, listen, we want to wish you happy 54th birthday. I know you celebrated 90 earlier this year, but it's nice to get to celebrate two birthdays every year, Mr. Willie. And we appreciate you always celebrating with us every year here at WKDC.
Well, thank you so much. And it's just a joy for me to be recognized and to still share those memories and to tell y'all we really appreciate everything that the radio does. And I appreciate Beth and all for letting us continue with these memories, because every time, every year, it's just exciting. And when we started out, a lot of people didn't think the station would last, but it has.
Yeah, most certainly has.
Oh, by the way, when I was doing commercials and getting everything ready about 2 o'clock in the morning, some of those mornings, Ellen, I said, you know, they might have been right.
Yeah, right. Right.
Understand. But like anything else, anything worthwhile is not mm-hmm. going to be easy.
That's right.
That's exactly right.
We appreciate
the help of everybody and the merchants and all mm-hmm. and the original stockholders. I think you have a list of those somewhere. But
yes.
I think we should mention them. Of course, myself. Ruth Humphreys did the Tree County News, was also a stockholder. And Mrs. A.K. Goodwin, widow of A.K. Goodwin Funeral Home. And then Carolyn Campbell Richardson, who, by the way, was in charge of the Bicentennial. No, Sesquicentennial it was then. And she had a degree from the University of Kentucky in broadcast communications. And Joe Clement Pharmacy. Virginia Alexander, who was then Trig Circuit Court Clerk, and Hayes Electric, James Hayes Electrician, Prentice Oliver, former Sheriff, Bob Meadows, Meadows Pharmacy, and of course, John Woodruff, Contractor. And I really appreciate those folks, and of course, some of them are no longer with us, but I still appreciate their memory and realize how it would not have been possible without their support.
Absolutely. That's for sure. And, you know, that's what communities like ours do, Willie. Come together for the good of all. And I think that's what happened when WKDC was signed on the air in 1966.
Yes, wonderful memories. And thank you for letting me share them.
Absolutely.
Did Cindy ever sing the song? Did you sing it, Cindy?
Oh, yeah, I was singing right along with you.
She sung with you.
I was singing with you, Willie.
Right.
I got it on recording.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you, Willie Wilson.
We love everybody.
We love you,
love
too.
Love you, Willie. Thank you so much.
If there was anything that I would say in addition to the history lesson, I think if you love other people, they'll love you. And I don't know how many people might love me, maybe a lot, maybe not. But I love everybody. I did then. I still do now. And I think that's what makes it so wonderful for me to see people I love be successful like you folks are. And now as you carry on the traditions, even though I can no longer be there, I'm still there in spirit with you.
You're always with us, Willie.
Appreciate you.
You are always with us.
Absolutely.
And I would say you're one of the most beloved people of Tree County.
Yes, that's
and
right.
Caldwell
that's
County
right.
ever.
Well, love you. Thank you so much.
Love you,
I
Willie.
I appreciate that a lot.
All right.
Mr.
Bye-bye.
Willie Wilson, happy birthday to you, Mr. Willie Wilson.
Thank you so
yes,
much.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for letting me talk again.
Thank you for being with us. I wouldn't have it any other way.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.